Welcome, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Bombcast. I'm your host, Grant Morgan, with Shane Seligman, and we are doing something a little different today, as it'll just be me and Shane for this episode.
That's right. We're deciding to switch things up just for this episode. So, Grant, what would this episode be about then?
Yeah, guys, so this episode's going to be about study methods, second brain and blurting method, or the Feynman and Pomodoro technique, to just name a few. But forget all that. Let's start with this. How about you tell us how you study for tests?
I mean, honestly, I really wanted to do this episode because this is something that I really struggle with, especially being a senior in high school. I feel like going into college, being able to get these techniques would be really important, because currently for tests, and assignments, honestly, I'm just procrastinating a lot, and it's just really bad because I'm just leaving everything to the last minute, and my college applications as well. Like, UC apps due November 30th, and I'm still not even like close to being done. But just one thing we could like relate this to would be the Parkinson's law, which basically means that the more time that you have to do something, like, the less work you do in a single amount of time. So you just wait and just do less work in more time. So you just wait and procrastinate until the last very second. But sorry about that. But Grant, why is having a beforehand approach to studying important?
Well, it's a good thing, because if you wait all the way till the last second, just like you said, you're going to be squeezing a lot of work into a little amount of time. So if you stretch that workload over an extended period, you're going to be able to get a lot less done. You're going to be less stressed as well. And it's proven that when you're stressed, you're not going to be able to work as well.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing we're going over this. But for you personally, do you want to explain what your favorite study method today is?
Yeah, so when I first started researching these type of methods, I found a lot that I've liked. However, my favorite method is definitely the Feynman method. The main idea behind the technique is to take something that's hard to understand and try to clarify it in your own mind by explaining it to you yourself as if you were talking to a child. So kind of just putting everything into simpler terms. Like, I remember when I was younger, I would be looking up like definitions for a test, and I'd be like, oh, blah, 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 definition for dummies. Example. And it was a lot easier to understand when it was put into simpler terms, and I feel like it definitely sticks in your mind a lot easier, because if there's all these big, long, confusing words trying to define an answer that you might need for a test, it might be harder to remember.
Hey, when I'm doing homework, I still do that. Like, definition simple terms, just it makes it a lot easier.
Totally. So I personally like that one. But Shane, do you have any better strategies?
Yeah, I really like that, because it just makes you focus on the topics that you just don't understand as much. But personally, what I would prefer is called the blurting method, which is, to put it simple, just reading a section of text or notes, then closing them and writing down as much of the information as you can remember. And it just makes your brain work harder to retain the information, making it really hammer the info down into your long-term memory. And it's like, it's a real realistic way to study, because when you're taking the test, you don't have those notes to remember everything. So when you put those notes away, try to write down as much as you remember. It tells you how much you actually remember from taking the notes, and it can just tell you what you need to put more studying into, because it tells you what you don't remember. And
perfect. So it kind of sounds like it's a bit like flashcards. You look at a flashcard, turn around, and then try to read what's on the other side, you know? And then just until you get it, it's kind of that rinse and repeat, trial and error, until you like kind of narrow yourself down to getting the same answer every time, huh?
Yeah. And that one's very effective, but another technique we could talk about is called the Pomodoro technique, which is actually named after the Italian word for tomato. Very interesting name. Man, it's just basically it's just time management method, and it's just 25-minute stretches of focused work broken by 5-minute breaks, and then every once in a while you take a longer break, usually like 15 to 30 minutes after you've done 4 consecutive work intervals. And it helps you, because it refreshes your mind. You put a lot of work into studying, and it just gives you that reward, and at the same time while you're studying, you can be working harder and harder, so you're just working towards that reward.
So it's kind of like at a birthday party, you're just waiting for the cake at the end. It's the main thing that you want,
Yeah, especially. And so, Grant, how can young students like ourselves practice these habits effectively?
Honestly, just working in small increments until you are consistently working and developing habits like these study methods. You know, it's really important to like practice how you want to play, like kind of like in sports, you want to practice how you play. So like if you want to do good in that test, you got to put in the work first. And I think that these strategies and these methods will definitely help some of our younger viewers get through that high school test, get through that college test, and essentially just hopefully teach them how they can better themselves educationally.
Yeah, just talking from personal experience, just do not procrastinate. That's like the worst thing you can do, because it just makes your quality of work worse because you're rushing everything. Am I right, Grant?
Honestly, man, you couldn't have said it better. You couldn't have said it better. And, you know, I can't say anything else. I can't add anything to it.
Yeah, I think that covers the main points of what we're trying to get across. So I'm going to just say that wraps up for this episode of Bombcast. If you are an entrepreneur looking to build a winning mindset, feel free to visit bombcast.com or follow us on any of our socials to learn the secrets to financial freedom and the mindset of a winning entrepreneur.
You heard it here first, guys. If you guys like these shorter episodes, just Shane and I, let us know. We can definitely get these more productive, more in the works. Thanksgiving's coming up. Have you guys some nice turkey and some nice mashed potatoes, and we'll see you guys soon.
And I just want to apologize for the honestly just inconsistent uploading. We are definitely going to try to upload more frequently. Definitely have another episode coming out later this week. It'll be another interview, but I know this episode wasn't entirely entrepreneurship based, but having those important study habits when you're a kid helps you be a hard worker when you're trying to develop a business. So it's just very important to have these small skills when you're young.
It definitely does.
But thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Have a good day, guys.